A popular payment method used by some big organisations may actually be putting customers at financial risk. Consumer New Zealand has been looking into Poly, which allows people to make payment directly from their bank account to a merchant without incurring credit card fees. It found that the process, which is used by the likes of Air New Zealand, Bunnings and even Waka Kotahi, could affect customers' bank protection if caught in a scam. Consumer investigative reporter Rory O'Shea joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Now, just tell us what this Poly payment scheme might look like. How would people recognise if it's one that they use? Because there are no surcharges, so it's a popular one, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically, when you book a flight through something like Air New Zealand, your options are to book with your credit or debit card, or you can use Poly, which helps you to avoid surcharges. So it's quite popular. Poly tell us that about 40% of banks, of the banked population of New Zealand, uses it. The trouble is that when you use Poly, it prompts you to tell them what bank you bank with and then to enter your internet banking login details. So that's a function of how they make the payment. Now, banks tell us to never, ever do this, and it's incredibly likely to represent a breach of your bank's terms and conditions. A few of the banks told us that it is a breach. Other banks told us that it may represent a breach, and I kind of wouldn't want to wait to find out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so just... How is that? Because it gives the air of legitimacy that it actually works, and it appears to have, you know, you can have a drop-down menu and you select your bank and it looks like it's all been ticked off by the bank, but that's not the case.
Yeah, well, I think, so it's kind of a complicated one to unpick, right? Because Poly fills a gap in New Zealand that exists because New Zealand's banks haven't come up with a better solution. So in other countries, the payment system can happen without something like Poly in between. And so it is legitimate. I think that's important to say. And Poly itself is relatively risk-free. But what risk there is, the banks don't seem to be willing to take on. And Poly do put the bank's logos on their website, which I do think contributes to this idea that it could people could assume that it's endorsed by the banks when that's absolutely not the case. And I think that the businesses that kind of offer it as a payment method is, I wouldn't go as far as saying it's encouraging consumers to breach their terms and conditions, but it certainly makes it seem safe and normal and kind of by the book, whereas the banks would argue that it's not.
Sure. Okay. So what is the advice here?
I wouldn't tell people what to do. No one wants to pay these surcharges and they can really add up for something like a flight, but I personally wouldn't use it. I think another important point to make here is that this kind of goes beyond whether I would use it or not. So Poly existing, just that kind of payment system existing in New Zealand, means that there is a very valid reason to give away your internet banking login details, which the banks warn us to never, ever do. I don't know if kind of listeners will be familiar, but a few months ago, a New Zealand Herald journalist wrote a story which said that they thought they were using Poly payments. They entered their payment, their banking login details, and it turned out to not be Poly, and their kind of internet banking was accessed by criminals, and kind of their money was stolen. So that's not a breach of Poly per se, but it is the kind of bad data hygiene that Poly kind of contributes to, and how that kind of risk can affect consumer negatively.
Are there any moves to sort of tighten up the regulation around this or the use of it, or is it just a buyer beware?
I would say that at the moment it's a buyer beware. The change that's on the horizon at the moment is that open banking is on its way, and that could and should really help to legitimise a consumer instructing a merchant and their bank to communicate with each other, whereas at the moment the only way of doing that is through something like Poly. Most of the banks should have this kind of what they call a payment initiative aspect of this up and running this month. By the end of this month is the kind of schedule, but Kiwi Bank, I understand, won't be ready for that till 2026.
Thank you for all of that advice this morning. That is consumer investigative writer Rory O'Shea there with the risks of using that Poly payment method.